whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. This is the Living Waters Broadcast.
We welcome you today to the Living Waters Broadcast. We thank you for having tuned our way. In Luke 12, 13 through 31, we see a parable that Jesus told in response to a petition that a man made him. We start reading in verse 12. And one out of the multitude said to him, "Teacher, bid my brother divide the inheritance with me." But he said unto him, "Man, who made me a judge or a divider over you?" And he said unto them, "Take heed and keep yourselves from all covetousness. For a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth." And he spake a parable unto them, saying, "The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he reasoned within himself, saying, What shall I do? Because I have not where to store my fruits. And he said, This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there will I bestow all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, be merry. But God said unto him, Thou foolish one, this night is thy soul required of thee. And the things which thou hast prepared, whose shall they be? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." This brother feels that he's being taken advantage of in the inheritance. Obviously, his parents have died. Obviously, he thinks that his brother is taking advantage of him. And he goes to Jesus, wanting Jesus to intervene in the situation, to straighten out this problem with his brother, to have the inheritance divided in a fair way, and for Jesus to take care of it. But Jesus tells him a story about a farmer. The farmer was very successful. He obviously worked hard and was a good manager and knew about farming. His fields produced so much that he didn't have anywhere to store his crops. So he decided to build bigger barns, and so he did. He then said he was going to have many goods stored up for many years. He was going to take it easy, eat, drink, and be merry. Have a good time. He would be the envy of many people. He was successful. He would have plenty of money and could eat and drink and be merry and do what he wanted to do. The neighbors and friends and family would say that he was the envy of them all. But God called him a fool. Why did God call him a fool? And if God called him a fool, he was a fool. God didn't call him a fool because he was a successful farmer. There's nothing wrong being successful in your business or being successful in on your farm. Obviously, the man had worked hard. Obviously, he knew about farming. Obviously, he had done a good job. There's nothing wrong with that. Where is the problem? Why was he a fool? There are several reasons that this man was a fool. He was a fool because he took for granted that he would live for many years and didn't realize that he could die that night. I had a friend who was a truck driver. He was a little over 50 years old and stopped at a gas station to go to the bathroom. He went into the bathroom and fell over dead in the bathroom with a heart attack. I had a cousin that died at 22 years of age. It was totally unexpected. My friend, tomorrow is not guaranteed for you or for me. Today could be our last day on the face of the earth. Are you ready? Where would you go if you died today? We have no guarantee that we will be here tomorrow or next week or next year. This fool said, "I have many years. on this earth, and I'm going to have a big, good time, and I'm going to eat, drink, and be merry and do the things that I want to do. He died that very night. He died that very night. Number two, he was a fool because he forgot about his soul. He was only thinking about his body, eating and drinking and having a good time. Many years ago, two men went to Alaska looking for gold. They went far out into the woods near a river, and there they found gold. During the day, they would dig in the river and would mine for gold, and every night they would deposit the gold there on the floor of their cabin and talk about how rich they were. They talked about what they were going to buy, where they were going to go, what they were going to do, and so forth. In early September one night, they went to bed talking about these things and went to sleep. During the night, a snowstorm came and left a meter of snow outside or more. They were snowed in for many, many days, and they died because they had forgotten about enough food in case of a snowstorm. They died as rich millionaires. They had much gold in their house, but they had forgotten about the most important thing, food. They were fools. This man was a fool because he forgot about God. But God said to him, "You foolish one, this night is your soul required of you. God is going to have the last word." In reality, this was a poor man because he was not rich toward God. My friend, have you thought about God? Have you thought about the fact that you're going to have to give an account to God? What if it was today? Years ago in Spain, we used to live in Spain. We were missionaries in Spain. I was traveling 200 kilometers to another town to preach on a Sunday night. I came to the edge of this town and had to stop at a red light. There in front of me were five or six motorcycles on some big motorcycles. They were warming up the motors, whung, 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 as they waited for the light to turn green. I remember sitting there thinking that something bad could happen to them. It was obvious they were going to run these motorcycles at a fast speed. The light turned green, and they sped away, and I lost sight of them because they were going so fast. About 15 minutes later, I came to a curve in the road, and there they all were on the shoulder of the road. One of them had had a terrible accident. I stopped and walked over to him as he was laying there on the shoulder of the road. Others were around him. He was severely hurt, and it looked like to me he could be dying. And I heard him asking about the motorcycle. How bad was it wrecked? How bad was it wrecked? Here he is, maybe dying, and he's asking about the motorcycle. Here he is, maybe soon to meet his maker, and never a thought about God. What about God? What about my eternal destiny? God called this man a fool. What would he say about me and you today, my friend? Are we being foolish? What would happen if today were our last day on earth? What would be the situation tomorrow and for eternity? Are we thinking that the material is all we need? Do we think that we can solve all our problems with money? What about the forgiveness of our sins? Are you forgiven? Do you know how to be forgiven? Are we thinking about the most important things in life? Have you asked the question of how you can be forgiven? My friend, isn't it time that you renounce your self-trust and rebellion and put your trust and life in the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ? What a wonderful thing to be able to say with the Apostle Paul, the Son of God who loved me and gave himself up for me. What a wonderful thing to know that I am forgiven, that my sins have been buried in the deepest sea and God remembers them no more. What wonderful love for God to send his Son to this world, to go to a cross and die for me, to take my punishment, to take my sin, to take my place. And there God poured out his wrath upon his Son so that I can be offered forgiveness and salvation. Your salvation is not by what good works you may do. Salvation is only through the Lord Jesus Christ and what he did on Calvary's tree. My friend, today is today to think about forgiveness, to think about eternity, to think about salvation, to think about God. Today is today to think about these things. Today is the day to come to him, because today is the day of salvation, says the Bible. Today is the day to confess your sins to him, to turn from your sins and renounce your rebellion and put your confidence and your life in the hands of one who loves you, who died for you, who rose from the dead, who cannot fail, one who has power over death. Pray to him today. Come to him today. Come to know him today. My friend, God loves you. God sent his Son to a cross because one day you're going to die and you need forgiveness, and there's only forgiveness through the Lord Jesus Christ. What a wonderful Savior he is. Turn from your sin today. Turn from your self-trust today. Turn from your rebellion today and ask God for forgiveness and put your life in his hands. And trust him for the salvation of your soul. Don't be foolish. Don't play with eternity. Today could be your last day. Today could be my last day. May it not be said of us that we were fools. That we were fools. God said, "You fool." My friend, we don't want to be foolish. Like that man was foolish. Today is the day of salvation. God extends his hands to you. God calls you. Come, come to him today. We thank you for having tuned in to the Living Waters broadcast today. If you desire to have further contact with us, we have an email, spiv6327@bellsouth.net. I will repeat it. spiv6327@bellsouth.net. Thank you for having tuned in to the Living Waters broadcast today.
This has been the Living Waters broadcast. If you'd like to reach us, send us an email at spiv6327@bellsouth.net. That's spiv6327@bellsouth.net.